Pod, a Gannett-powered podcast on everything education, featuring Sheridan Hendricks and Megan Henry from the Columbus Dispatch.
School nurses are speaking out about what they say is a COVID-19 state of emergency at Columbus City Schools. I'm Sheridan Hendricks, higher education reporter at the Columbus Dispatch. With me is Megan Henry, who covers K-12 education. The Columbus Education Association, the district's 4,200 member union, which also represents school nurses, held a news conference Tuesday afternoon before the district's regular Board of Education meeting. Among their demands was calling for the school board to adopt mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations or testing for all Columbus City School District staff. The Columbus Board of Education did not address the union's demands or their news conference during Tuesday night's meeting, but that's certainly not silencing these nurses. Mandatory vaccinations and testing aren't the only thing that these nurses want. Megan, what other demands is the union calling for?
Yeah, so it's really quite a laundry list of demands. So in addition to the vaccinations that you were mentioning, Sheridan, they're demanding either vaccination or biweekly testing for all district staff, again, not students. Also listed in their demands is the Ohio Department of Health or an equivalent home COVID-19 rapid testing kits for all students and families in all school buildings. Also, a daily pass, in quotes, electronic systems screening checklist system to be completed every day by students before entering the building. Also, COVID-19 compliance task force in each school building. Air purifiers installed where higher efficiency MERV 13 filters can't be used by a building HVAC system. Contact tracing supplemental hours and training made available to all CEA bargaining unit members to help school nurses. And finally, cabinet level meetings where health decisions for the district are made with a medical professional from the district's Health, Family, and Community Services Department.
So we're a couple months into the school year, and even the most well-prepared districts are still experiencing COVID outbreaks. That's putting a lot of pressure on these school nurses to do contact tracing. What has been the experience of some of the nurses you spoke with?
Yeah, so the school nurses in Columbus City Schools, they are in charge of doing the contact tracing. And so in addition to their normal school nurse responsibilities, taking care of emergencies as they pop up, administering medications, dealing with diabetic and asthmatic students who need immediate attention, they are also in charge of contact tracing. And so that can take a lot of time. The nurses I talked to said that contact tracing for just a single COVID case for a student, it can take anywhere between 4 to 8 hours. So that is just for one case. And they said they don't get one case at a time. So they're getting slammed with all these COVID cases and having to do contact tracing, which is very extensive and requires interviewing teachers and students, figuring out what classroom the students were in, what they were involved in after school, sports and clubs and the like. Also, if they rode a bus, what bus did they ride? Who did they sit next to? Who were they eating lunch with? All these things. It just is this huge web they have to basically solved to who they were next to and if they were masking properly and all that good stuff. So it's really causing quite a lot of students to quarantine, which is leading to a lot of work for the school nurses, and they're taking that work home with them after working their usual 7.5 hour shift. And a nurse I talked to said that she's working six or seven hours after getting home from school, and she's up till 4 a.m. charting for her normal school nurse responsibilities on top of the contact tracing, but it has to be done right away. If someone is exposed to COVID, they have to be notified right away. She said it's a big moral dilemma for her if they're not immediately notified that you are exposed to COVID and you need to stay away from people for their safety.
Does contact tracing for kids present any additional challenges as opposed to, you know, an adult who's maybe working from home or runs errands or, you know, goes to like a football game or something like that? But is there anything different for kids that school nurses have to be more aware of?
Yes. So I was talking to a nurse and she said that the different grade levels affect how many times they really students will change classrooms. So she was saying how in an elementary school, you know, usually students are with the same students for most of the day. But in middle and high school, these students are changing classes every class period for the most part. And so that's 8 different classrooms they could essentially be in, affecting 8 other different class periods. Whereas elementary, it's a little more contained to just that one classroom they're primarily in. But yeah, depending on the grade level and to what level of involvement they are in their school, that can really look different for a student, for a kid versus an adult. And it's different too with last year. It's worth noting that in Columbus City Schools last spring, they never went fully all in person. They were still hybrid. So they were doing 2 days in person and 3 days online. So they never were all in. And when they did go into the building those 2 days, they were in cohorts. And so if someone had COVID or was exposed to COVID, they exposed fewer people and it was a little more contained. And it was easier to manage and be like, hey, so-and-so was exposed. These are the people in this cohort that need to quarantine and monitor symptoms. But this time around, it's just all in. So it's harder to manage. And with being all in, there's less distancing, which is also an issue in the schools. Of yes, in Columbus City Schools, they are masking, but it's harder to stay 3 feet apart when you're all in.
Columbus City Schools has had 797 students and 167 staff members test positive for COVID-19 from August 26th to September 29th, according to the district. During that same time, the district had 9,335 students and 371 staff members quarantine. Some of these school nurses have said that they aren't getting enough help from their district administrators during this time and that they're taking on a disproportionate workload in contact tracing all of these COVID cases. Is this a staffing issue, an issue of too many COVID cases, or both?
That's a great question. So it really seems from what I've talked to in talking with school nurses that it's both. So contact tracing currently is falling all onto the school nurses. Now, the board at their most recent meeting this past Tuesday, immediately after the nurses' press conference, while they didn't mention any of the union's demands, they did say that, you know, they are working with an outside vendor to assist the school nurses with contact tracing. Now, that contract has not been finalized. They wouldn't say who the vendor was. So it sounds like they are trying to an extent to assist the nurses, but it's not entirely clear what that would even look like. But also, it really just seems like the COVID cases. The nurse I talked to at an elementary school, she said that probably roughly half of her students and staff combined have had to quarantine, and it's only a month into school, essentially. So her 400-person school, about 200 of them have had to quarantine, and it's only a month in, so we can only imagine what's going to be like the rest of the school year. So it really does seem like just a high volume of COVID-19 cases and just not enough help with the school nurses to take care of this massive workload. These nurses are overwhelmed and exhausted, and they just need help.
Yeah, and I'm sure not every school has its own dedicated nurse either. Like, I remember when I was in elementary school, we had a nurse there most of the time, but sometimes she bounced around to other buildings depending on what the needs were there. Is that the case here as well?
Yeah, so that's also an issue from what it seems like. So in Columbus City Schools, there are 119 school nurses and 112 schools. And in other districts, too, it's a little more spread out and a little more stretched than Westerville, for example. They said that they have 14 school nurses for 25 buildings. Dublin says they have 8 school nurses that travel between the district's buildings, which is not enough to cover all the district's 22 high school, middle school, and elementary schools. Whitehall, Grandview, Heights, Hamilton, and Licking Heights only have 1 school nurse in their district to oversee all of their school buildings and students. So they are being really burdened with having to cover all these buildings just by themselves. Now, most of these districts do have additional aides, but there's only 1 school nurse in a handful of these districts.
So what comes next? When might these nurses get some kind of relief?
That's a great question. I wish I had a crystal ball to gaze into for this. The union said, when asked if these demands that they are putting forth aren't reached, the union president simply said that there's always next steps. So that's a great question. I guess we'll have to just kind of wait and see what happens, hopefully sooner rather than later, because I don't think this is very sustainable.
To learn more about COVID-19's impact on school nurses, you can follow Megan's coverage on dispatch.com. If you'd like to support more local journalism like this, please consider subscribing to the Columbus Dispatch. Visit dispatch.com/subscribe now to learn more. Thanks for listening.